Windows Media Connect is primarily a home-based application, so the idea is to turn your home PC into a dedicated media server in your house so that you can stream whatever photos or music or video you've stored on your PC to these devices down to your living room, perhaps, or somewhere else. So the devices themselves could be located anywhere in your home. The idea would be, hopefully, that you would locate one in your bedroom, one in your living room, one in your den, and that's how you would distribute your music around the house or your photos. So, for instance, right now in my house, we have it so that we have a music receiver upstairs and downstairs in the bedroom, and then we have a photo receiver as well downstairs, and we show our photos to people in the living room.
Does this work only with the Windows Media format, or does it work also with MP3s?
So, Windows Media Connect could largely be format agnostic. Essentially, we're a proxy, right? So there are formats stored in your PC. We expose those, and it's the device that really needs to know how to decode that file and not. However, we have limited our file formats based on what we can get metadata for in a reasonable fashion. So we've limited our formats to WMA, MP3, and PCM and WAV audio, and then JPEG, GIF, TIFF, bitmap, pretty much the whole range of photo formats. And then on the video side, it's WMV, MPEG 1 and 2 video, and AVI files as well.
And does DRM play a role in these devices?
So we do support Windows Media DRM.
DRM is
digital rights management. So the idea is we want to move towards a world where you can go download content from these online services. So you don't want to buy CDs anymore. You go to Napster or MovieLink or wherever it is. You download your stuff, you store it on your PC, and you can access it anywhere in your house. So to enable that, we had to enable a new type of DRM solution. So we've always had our WMDRM format, but that was really meant for securing it on the PC and for transferring it to devices. We had something called PDDRM. We've created a new link protection-based DRM that's codenamed Cardia, which allows us to kind of transcode the original DRM file into this link protection and then stream it to the device. And then we're working with device companies to support the decryption end so that they can then play back these protected files. So now, hopefully, you'll be able to go to MovieLink or CinemaNow, download a movie, go to like this gateway DVD player right here, and then be able to play back that protected file.
Is this going to work with existing DRM encoded files, or do you need to re-download?
It will work with existing. So there's no new write needed right now. So you will be able to use your existing protected files. So nothing is needed. Yeah.